me say a few words at the closure. Since I didn't give any speech on the board, I will take this opportunity to say a few words. It will be very short. But I calculated it. Now it's the 18th edition of our IGST conference, essentially. So it's already close to a span of one generation of physicists, maybe a little bit less, but it's approaching. And I'm so happy to see that new people come to the subject, many new faces, young faces, essentially. That it means that our subject is alive and doing still very well. And it's not only due to the quality of your research, but it's also due to some people who decided to spend, not to waste, of course, but to sacrifice a few months of their life to organize these meetings, which is the most essential event in our science. And over the years, there have been many great meetings, and this one, of course, is another one which was excellently organized, and really no reproach, only good words can be said about this organization. And let's thank Zoli and the whole team of organizers for this great conference. Thank you very much. And just the last thing to add, that of course it would be good if more people volunteered from various countries, various laboratories to do these conferences. It would be good to have the choice in the next years. So you are welcome to volunteer. Thank you very much. I give the word to Zoli.
So I asked actually Gigina to make a scientific summary of this workshop. So please, Gigina.
I suppose this is the... Yeah, so I have the privilege to make a few concluding remarks about the conference. So, of course, we would like to thank the organizers for this perfectly organized conference. My friends reminded me that the ADS-CFT integrability activity is already 20 years old. So in 2002, there were two founding papers. We had a controversy which is more which one is more had more impact on the activity. So you can contribute to the. To the discussion, it looks like it's a competition between Princeton and Uppsala. So the activity is already so it's a venerable age for this community. I wanted to find the picture from the first conference with the founding fathers, but what I found the closest to this is that one. So it's called the chain of authority, and you see that it looks like a spin chain in the L state. So just coming back to the place and the time, the present place and time. I think the two keywords which were most frequently appearing in the talks were chain and bridge. So I think, this is the object which puts together the two concepts, and to recycle the citation of that Florian used in his talk, we can think this as a bridge from beauty to the truth. So this would be, if you look for the chain bridge on a picture of chain bridge on Wikipedia, this is what you get. The truth is more like this, so it's work in progress. This is what I got from the boat, from our nice boat trip. So that's our journey from beauty to truth. So to say a few things about the scientific content of the conference. As usual, the main subject of study of the work presented here is the N equals 4 Superyang Mills theory, which can be considered as the mother theory or the queen of the theories that we are studying. There are also the little sisters and daughters, ABJM, ADS3, CFE2, the deformation N equals 2 superconformal theory or fishnet theories. So these are all deformations of the mother theory. So we have seen part of the talks were about the core objects of this theory. So the amplitudes, form factors, correlation functions. We have seen all this sophisticated technology that was developed during all these years, getting into sophisticated mathematical objects, polylogarithm, symbols, cluster algebras, so on. So we have seen the hexagon, pentagons used to compute these objects. So we have seen a few talks about defects and crosscap, the spectrum of, in fact, this is the rebel daughter of the field which still resists characterization. So we have seen a few more contribution about this theory, also deformations and integrability, and then there are the bridges to more general aspects of integrability, integrability to apply to condensed matter, and so on. So in the next slides I will remind a little bit more in detail the contributions that we had in all these different directions. So the core field of research in N equals 4 Superyang Mills, or the deformations, or the other theories which are correspond to gauge string duals. We have seen the very interesting new contributions about amplitudes in fishnet theories. Connections to Calabi-Yau manifolds and another connection to string theory through this object. We have seen this was presented by Florian. We have seen some nice advances in the resummation of amplitude hedron in the talk of Jaroslav Trinka. New results on Virasoro-Shapiro string amplitudes in ADS space by Fernando Aldai. have seen new aspects of integrability in the bootstrap for the form factors, advanced results for up to 8 loops, duality between form factors and gluon amplitudes, in the talk of Matthias Wilhelm. We had a new conjecture for the form of the three-point function in terms of quantum spectral curve data in the talk of Benjamin. Then higher point correlators, multiple OPE expansions, light-like limit, links to Todai equations in the talk of Enrico Libucci. Also correlation functions of determinant operators in fishnet theory by Eduardo Vescovi. And then, very similar objects, but in theories with defects or deformed theories, or like in the talk of Kostia Zarembo about deep brains and one-point functions in ABJM. And also we have seen how how to compute the overlaps between these matrix product states and arbitrary beta states, transformation formula for the Godin superdeterminants. In the talk of Shota, we have learned about N equals 4 super Young Mills on RP4 and cross caps and integrability of cross caps and long range entanglement in spin chains. So then we had this nice series of talks about ADS3 CFT2 theory with a new results on mirror TBA for ADS3 CFT2, a new proposal for the dressing phase, and some insights about interaction of massless and massive modes that were shown by Alessandro. Relatedly, we had a quantum spectral curve proposal construction for this theory. This is copy and paste. Yeah, so it's it's in the talk of Andrea Cavaglia, and as we have just learned, there is a version of discretized strings in ADS3 with a computation of the spectral curve of the string in this space. And then on the deformations, deformed theories and the integrability, we had a beautiful talk about eclectic spin chains in fishnets and non-diagonalizable Hamiltonian Jordan blocks and polya enumeration theorem by Chang Riemann. An exciting talk about N equals 2 super formal theory and the dynamical spin models of elliptic type, which are maybe integrable. This was presented by Ellie Pomoni. And then also we had this series of talks about the general aspects of integrability, like or the construction of beta vectors for SUN models and Haber model via the Drinfeld current by Andriy Ilyashik. We had the results about the monodromy matrix for construction of the monodromy matrix for long range spin chains and a toy model for the rapid Lüscher corrections in field theory, so a version of this Lüscher corrections in the spin chains. We had a beautiful talk about generalization of classification and classification of various integrable models with new results on elliptic deformations of ADS spin chains by Anna Retore. The geometry of beta equations and analytical structures structure of Q function by for any finite dimensional algebra in the talk of Dima. So we had, and then we had the talk about irrelevant deformation of CFTs, TT bar, and a study of a space of integrable theories, starting from the analysis of TBA equations by Lucia. And this morning we had the talk about the link of between topological theories, construction of integrable model via topological theory, with the example of background field theory and affine Godin models. Then we had this connection to other fields, applications of integrability to condensed matter in the talk of Takato Yoshimura about ballistic macroscopic fluctuation theory and long-range correlations in for transport in integrable systems. We had talk about the relationship of CFT invariance and integrability, the properties of endpoint correlation functions in generic CFTs, partial wave decomposition relation to integrable models like Godin and hyperbolic Calogero-Sutherland in the talk of Ilya Burich. Then we had talks about bootstrap. So bootstrap appears appeared in many different guises in the conference. The bootstrap for in amplitudes and form factors, bootstrap of different functions. Then the conformal bootstrap, and then we had a talk about matrix bootstrap, and an interesting direction to build an alternative to Monte Carlo methods to compute quantities, interesting physical quantities in lattice gauge theory. And we had a talk about a resurgence and in quantum field theory and the use of integrable models as a testing ground for ideas about resurgence and renormalance in the talk of Marcos Marinho. So talking about resurgence, we hope that the field will also continue to have new ideas and create new directions and for shorter at shorter term I would like to announce the conference for the IGST conference for the next year. So it will take place in Zurich in June. It will be organized by Niklas and his colleagues. And Niklas wanted to emphasize that the conference will feature virtual and hybrid elements next to being a traditional conference. So with this, I would like to thank again to Zoli and the team, organizing team for the conference here, and to the participants, to the speakers for exciting and interesting talks, and see you next year for the conference in Zurich. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the very nice summary. I would like to remind you that we have two prizes in this conference. The first prize was the best poster prize. We have a committee consisting of Romuald, Yannick. Actually, all of them already left. So Romuald, Yannick was one of them. Till Barger and Veid. Yeah, Till is still here. Then why don't you explain it? So Till is still here, and also Wei Li. And then they had a very difficult decision. We had like 21 posters, and then they thought a lot, and then they took into account many different aspects. And then what they really appreciated is that if a poster brought up some new ideas and then opened maybe a new research directions and then was strongly related to the subject of the conference. And then they decided that the best poster prize should go to Daniele Gregory. So please, Daniele, come here, and then we should all thank. Yeah. Please. We also have a prize for the best young speakers. It wasn't also an easy decision, as always. We have 6 speakers, actually. And the committee was a formal winner, actually, Fiona Zeibold. It was Alessandro Torielli and Fyodor Levkovich Machyuk. And they decided that the best speaker's prize should go to Enrico Olivucci. So please, Enrico. There is actually a money prize which is given by the Gatis Plus, and then Gatis Plus will contact you, and then you will see how much. Also, Gatis supported some young speakers, so Gatis will contact those who got support, travel and accommodation support from Gatis, and then the way of the reimbursement. I also would like to actually thank the other organizers, because this was so complex event. Usually I organize myself, but it was beyond my complexity. So I would like to thank my biggest help first, István Vona. Maybe István, maybe you should actually all come here, yeah. Also, George Linardopoulos helped a lot. Robin Oberfrank, please. Yeah, just come here. Tomáš Páhoky. And David Fülepi. And but the biggest help somehow, which came from our project manager, who was the secretary, who took the job of the secretary of the conference, was Norka Kunz. So Isti will invite her in a minute. Yeah. And we would like to thank her very symbolically, and later not so symbolically. Yeah. So let's wait for her. Maybe she disappeared. I told her she should wait until the end. Yeah. So we are thanking. Please, Norka, come here. Yeah. So Norka, we wanted to thank symbolically, very symbolically, for your work. So thank you very much. I also thank all the speakers for preparing for very nicely and presenting. All the participants for coming. And I hope you... It seems we didn't really have an outbreak of the COVID. I was really afraid of. Hopefully you will not anything later. Yeah. So in closing the workshop, I thank for all of you for coming, and I wish you a safe trip back home. And see you next year in Zurich. Thank you very much. Yeah.